On the sixth day of creation, the pasuk says, "Vayar lekim eskal asha asa," and Hashem saw all that He had made, v'hine toiv ma'od, and it was very good. Hashem created the ideal world. But as we read on, we see that things are far from toiv ma'od. The first two people in the world, Adam and Chava, commit the primordial sin and are banished from Gan Eden. Their oldest child, Cain, murders his brother Hevel. Hashem commanded the earth to bring forth trees that would taste like fruit, but the trees did not taste like their fruit. Hashem created the sun and the moon in relatively the same size, but the moon complained and it was diminished. Why does the Torah begin this way? Hashem could have created the perfect world. So what are these stories, which seem like cosmic errors, meant to teach us? Furthermore, there's a fascinating medrash that says, "Bayra oylemis imachrivan." Hashem created worlds and then He destroyed them. And then He created more worlds and He destroyed them too. Hashem created many different worlds before He created this world. And this is a mind-boggling medrash. We as humans need to experiment and try various different approaches before we get it right. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, the omniscient God, He can get it right the first time. So what was the purpose of Hashem creating worlds over and over again? What lessons are we meant to learn from this? So I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Palm. Right off the bat, the Torah teaches us that in life, things won't always go as planned. And when things go off track, we must learn to improvise. We must respond to imperfections by developing an alternative plan. Sometimes in business, the products that you've been selling for the last 20 years may become obsolete and are no longer relevant. Or the market has changed. Or the client has changed their policies. And now, you need to think of a new business model. You need to recreate your entire business. When things don't go as planned, we have to pivot. Hashem created a beautiful world. Yet, only 10 generations after Briyas HaOlam, humanity became so corrupt that Hashem had to destroy the world and start all over again. This is teaching us that in life, it's never smooth sailing, and we have to adapt and adjust to meet new challenges. The most successful people are those who can adjust and devise a new strategy. We often have high expectations for our children, but sometimes those carefully laid plans don't come to fruition. Instead of dwelling on what could have been, we need to quickly adapt and quickly recreate ourselves. People are always lamenting the past. What if I had bought a summer home 10 years ago when it was still affordable? If only I had invested in Bitcoin 5 years ago. If only I sent my child to a different school. They get stuck in the past and can't move forward, preventing them from fulfilling their purpose and potential. Bayra oylemis imachrivan. Hashem built a world and He destroyed it. And then He built another world and He destroyed that world. And He built another world. Why all that effort? Hashem is teaching us we will build something and it will fail. But don't throw in the towel. Start again. Build another world. You had 5 perfect children and now you were given a challenging child. And your whole world is crashing down. This is a message from above. You need to recreate yourself. Build another world. Work on your midos. Be more tolerant. Be more accepting. Be more patient. You were given a health crisis or a financial challenge. You're struggling with shidduchim. Hashem wants you to work on your emunah. He wants you to serve Him from a different position. Hashem built another world. You can also build another world. He's telling us that after we fall, we can rise and start over again. They say, to build is difficult, but to rebuild is even more challenging. But Hashem rebuilt an entire world, and we must emulate His ways. Life is not always smooth sailing. Oftentimes, life will throw us a curveball, but we can't give up. We must regroup and come back stronger and more determined and build a better and more resilient world. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. Reb Shloimeh and Chani Bachner got married in 1979 with the same hopes and dreams of every young couple. A large family, the noise, the laughter, the action. But for years they struggled with infertility. And there was no noise and definitely no laughter. But they didn't panic. They kept the faith. They waited patiently a few more years, and a few more years on top of that. And after 20 years of waiting, their resolve began to fade. And then the sad reality set in. One day as they were driving home from yet another doctor's appointment, and they were heading down the FDR drive towards Brooklyn, Chani pipes up Shlomi, for 20 years now, we've been working and gathering information. We know all the treatments. We know all the doctors. We have cell phone numbers that no one else has. We have connections. We have experience. It's time to share it with others. Childless couples began visiting their home, and they shared their knowledge and experiences. One day, a couple asked them to borrow money to fund treatments. They didn't have much. They were funding their own 20-year struggle to have children. But they reasoned, this couple has a real chance to conceive, and they might lose it. They're in the middle of a cycle, and their window is closing. We can't let that happen because of money. So they scratched together the funds, and they lent it to them. A few months later, there was a mazel tov. This couple had twins. And the Bachnas saw what a few dollars could do. And with that, they established an organization called Boina Olam. And the rest, as they say, is history. Often, Boina Olam will match up a couple who needs financial assistance with a donor, offering the schus to potentially sponsor a human life. Shlomi said, I was once in a certain shul and I saw a potential donor. I approached him. I asked him if he would sponsor the treatments for another person in that shul. I didn't tell him who, but he agreed. Shortly thereafter, the couple conceived. 2 years later, on Simchas Torah, I went back to that shul and I approached the glowing new father dancing with his newborn son. And I asked him if I could show the donor the child he helped bring into the world. And he agreed. And they all danced together. Boina Oilemus and Machriban. After Reb Shlomi and Chani's world was destroyed, they built another world. The world of Boina Oilem. A world that to date has brought over 11,000 babies into this world. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.